entertained? Are you not entertained?
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're listening to the French Press Podcast, where we discuss events from our lives. Welcome to the French Press Podcast, episode 115, and the title for this episode is called Being Regular is Good. And I actually wrote this podcast title because we haven't been very regular, but being regular is a positive. And I know that I want to apologize for all the promises that we've broken. This one is one we tend to keep. And back to the topic of being regular, Layton, I thought that it'd be a good transition talking to you. You can maybe tell us a story about being regular and how that's really good, and do you have anything to tell us about being regular?
Are you looking for a poop story?
Yes.
Is that what you're looking for? Oh, there haven't been. I mean, there have, but none that have like been etched in my memories. There's like no stories that were so outrageous.
How regular is a person that's in an old person's home?
Well. It's just healthy in general to go once a day.
Okay.
Once a day, you should have a bowel movement. But, I mean, it varies so much from person to person anymore. Like, once you're as old as a person who's in a nursing home, I mean, it can vary so much. But your goal is still to encourage liquids enough that they be regular once a day. That is the prime. That
awesome.
Is the quota.
I like that. We have a full crew again. Eric's here.
I was wondering if you were going to introduce me.
Well,
then I wasn't sure if I wanted to be introduced after that story.
Theodore is also here, our producer, doing the recording and possibly fiddling with sound effects and adding unnecessary...
unnecessary roughness.
Unnecessary bleeping.
Oh, okay.
Layton, I went old school. I went back to the old days when we used to write our outline on Google Drive. And so
Yes. This
has taken me way back. And I saw some great ideas that we used to have. And so that's what I'm looking at right now. So we're going to bring back some things from the past.
Oh, I have a question. How long have you been...
So we're going back to the future.
We are. appropriately enough.
How long have you guys been having topics for the podcast? Or did you call it? Was it a topic or a
outline?
No, the
episodes.
Yeah,
how long we've been recording?
No, you said being regular is good. What did you call that? The title?
Yes, the title.
How long have you had titles?
Well, ever since the beginning.
I don't ever remember you saying a title.
Oh, I used to never. We used to just create the title based off the content. This is the first time that I actually made a title before we recorded a podcast.
Okay,
so
it's
really risky.
It is risky.
You're not being regular by making this title.
Well, I thought it would really go with the flow of the podcast episode. If I made the title first, it'd help us go with the flow. So that's the purpose.
The title is the content. We put the horse before the cart.
Exactly. But I did want to just ask everybody what's been new, what's been happening with you guys this past week. And we're going to start doing this more regularly. To start off the podcast. And I guess I can start just to give you guys an idea what we're looking for. Something that's new, Layton, actually happens to be with your house here in Napanee, Indiana. Your parents...
What?
Your parents have had an open-door policy where the front door would often be unlocked. And I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden, out of the blue, I get a text from your father saying, hey, here's the code for the front door.
Well, it's after you started talking about it on the podcast, probably.
We have a lock?
You have a lock. You probably don't even know. You don't even know what the code is, do you?
No, I don't.
Layton! Oh, I feel bad for you.
It's probably 1234.
No, 0000.
Oh, yeah, that's the default.
So that's something to get used to. As far as I know, I mean, I asked your parents if they're still okay with me coming over as much as I do because... There's a nice setup down here in your basement. I record multiple podcasts per week, and they definitely let me know that it's totally fine. And they even said it's completely fine to even let the other co-hosts know what the code is. So
Yes. They
want good people to know what the code is, but not the bad people.
Right. Well, we've had such an open-door policy at her house. I'm just so surprised we have a lock. I remember one time when we were going to church and we were running late for church, and I went through the front door because my parents had already backed the car out of the garage and were waiting for me in the driveway. And I went through the front door and just leapt into the car, and we sped off, of course, within the speed limit of to church. And then once we got back, we see that we have been heating the whole, like, not just the house, but also the world.
You've been contributing to climate global warming.
Yes, I have. Well, it's climate change now.
It is. It makes me wonder, you know, there's a lot of stuff in the news about politicians and the border control, immigration. Do you think that had played any part? I know your dad's big into politics. Do you think that played any part in his open door policy?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And and if he would become president, we have some big things that we would love to do. We're going to do so much winning. You're going to get bored of winning.
It's going to be great again.
Yeah.
So that's what's been happening in my world. Maybe we'll just go around the circle and then save you for last, Layton.
Okay.
Troyer.
Why am I first?
The circle has to start somewhere.
Okay. Nothing is really new for me this week. Just a normal work week. I mean, just, yeah.
You're down.
What's a normal week for
No,
Eric?
That's not the truth. You're down one man, and you've had to pick up the slack.
Oh, well, that was last week.
Well, we weren't regular back then.
Okay. No, that is, the biggest change at work. One of my coworker, it'd be Leonard's brother, Ray Mass. He's in the hospital for a few weeks. He had a minor stroke. He's still recovering, but everything looks good. They're expecting a full recovery. So, but it'll be a few weeks yet with therapy and everything, but everything's looking good. So, but definitely something to pray about.
And it's been extra work for you to...
Yeah, definitely a different workload and just, definitely a little different.
All right, producer Theodore?
I would say my new thing this week is actually doing the podcast, so...
Mm-hmm. A little chippy there.
Really branching out, aren't we, Theodore?
What about you, Layton?
Different for me. I don't know. One new thing for me would be that I have been trying to go camping more. And I'm like so passionate about camping that I'm actually going to go tonight. Like, as soon as we're done recording this podcast, I'm going to go camping.
Now, is that sarcasm or do you actually like camping?
I do like camping, but the sarcastic part was the fact that I have gone camping more than, quite a few, like the majority of the people at Hillcrest. It's weird. I've become more outdoorsy.
So you're camping every week?
Well, not every week, but it seems like I am.
I've never quite understood, like, camping is all right, but I've never quite understood the concept, like tent camping and like really roughing it. Like, I don't work all week long, so I can pretend that I'm homeless on the weekends.
I know, that's kind of how I feel too. But then it seems kind of like pointless to take an RV camping,
right?
Doesn't it? Because I mean, part of the reason you're going camping is to be out in the wild, and
yeah, that's like the one. I think I forget which comedian says it. Like, oh yeah, that's what I forgot. My house.
That's the only way. That's the only way I enjoy camping.
Right.
I mean, I don't want to be a slave to nature.
A slave to nature, picking its cotton.
So explain. Can you tell us a little bit about your camping experience? I mean, are you tent camping or are you staying in an RV?
We're going to be doing what's called tarp camping, and it's where you set up you find a way to hold up a tarp. Well, the problem is, like in this specific scenario, I've never been where we're going. I don't know exactly where we're going. I know that we're going to Huntsville, which is about an hour away from Harrison. But our dean, Doug, he's from Huntsville, and so he said that he knows a special spot.
That's also kind of weird. I mean, you're just going out to be surrounded by trees and hills. Why is it so much more special if it's an hour away or if it's 100 yards from your house?
Well, because, Ruben, it's all about what you wake up to. That's what camping is really about. I mean, yeah, you have the campfire, and that's great, like the campfire for at night.
I definitely always prefer,
but,
like,
what?
Waking up to, like, room service, Eric? And a flat screen. That's like...
Hey,
that's
like,
what you look forward to when you go camping.
No, go ahead with your story.
Okay. What, Theodore?
Is it raining there right now?
Yes. So but it's like a slight drizzle.
So you're going to camp in the rain.
Well, that's why we have the tarp.
Oh, that's the best.
Yeah. Hey, and it totally works. We went, my word. I have two camping stories, but we don't have time. Oh, Ruben, I have so much content.
regularity, Layton. This is fine.
I know. It's just like I've built up so much content that I don't know if I could like get it all through this podcast.
It's mind over matter. Just control yourself. Take deep breaths.
But there's so much matter. okay. So I guess I'll go with the sugar loaf story. We went camping on Sugarloaf Mountain, and it's really cool. It was four of us guys. It was a friend of mine from Bible school who actually came out to visit me, and then Randy, who is my regular camping partner, and then Christian, who is we actually had Christian on.
Yes, I know Christian.
Yeah. So it was us four guys, and we drove to a place about, I want to say, 2 hours away, and we go to this nice place where it's kind of a beach area, and you're supposed to push off your boats and or canoe from there, and about 1,000 feet away is an island mountain. It's pretty sweet, and we
I'm guessing that Sugarloaf Mountain.
It is called Sugarloaf Mountain, and I have some sweet pics I could send you.
You send them, and I'll post them on the website where no one ever comes to visit.
All right, let's do it. We can also post them on our Facebook page. Quite a few people visit that, Ruben.
Okay. I did see a few more likes in the past weeks.
Yeah, keep those likes up. All right, so we get there, we canoe across, and we have, like, we have thought of everything. Like, as far as food, we have a feast. Like, and the canoes, we have two canoes, two men in each canoe, and they are both just overloaded. It's amazing. Just with supplies that we need to make sure that the night is going to be a good night. So we canoe all the way over there, whatever. We find a nice beach place, and we find a nice, a place where there's a couple trees, but it's not, like, dense with trees. And we take some what's called paracord. I don't know if you know what that is, but it's basically just some really strong cord or some really strong rope. It's very, very, like, easy to pack because it's thin, but it's very strong.
Okay.
We tie a string between two trees, and then we drape the tarp over it, and then we have made our tent thus.
Mm-hmm.
So... after we did that, we made sure that we had shelter. Then we built a fire, and we built a fire just using wood that we found on the island, chopped down a few trees. What? You're laughing.
I'm laughing at Eric. Keep on going.
I didn't even do anything.
This is interesting. Keep on going.
So we get all that. We get the fire started and everything, and then we start the feast. And what I decided to bring was a couple of chicken breasts over the fire. So I grilled those over the fire. That was
so. Really did cool. Everybody? And, did everybody bring something to contribute to the whole, or did you take something for yourself?
You mean as far as food?
Yes.
We pretty much two of us guys thought of everything. It was me and Daniel, who was my Bible school friend. Visiting for the weekend.
Okay.
Anyways, so we had chicken breast, and then we decided to make nachos over the fire. So tostito chips and shredded cheese And then we also had a special seasoning that we originally brought for the chicken, and we did put that on the chicken. But then we also decided to put that seasoning on top of the nachos. Oh, that was so good. Oh, what else did we... Oh, we also took cookie dough, so we made cookies over the fire.
Whole did.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Have you ever made cookies in a house?
I mean, yes. Well, I've made cookies in a dorm here at Hillcrest.
Okay.
But anyways, so then that's that. Oh, and then we also finished off the night with some instant coffee and or hot chocolate, and then also a game of Rook.
Mm.
So it was perfect. And then after that, in the morning, we went to sleep, and we decided to sleep outside, actually, like outside from underneath the tarp, just because it was such a beautiful night. And then around 3:30 in the morning, it started raining, so then we just moved our cots into underneath the tarp, and then we were good to go again. And we actually got to fall asleep to the trickle of rain on top of the cot, or on top of the tarp. And then in the morning, we get up, we fry some eggs.
See, like, that's why I don't enjoy camping. I've had experiences like that where it rains, and then I've had too many. I've been ruined as a child, and now I'm soft.
But did you? It's all about being prepared. Like, okay, so obviously, yeah, like sleeping under a tarp isn't as fun as sleeping indoors. But it's the fact that you, it's the satisfaction that you get from having an answer to every problem that you encounter.
But you create the problem.
The answer is four walls and a roof.
Nuh-uh. We did not create the problem. Nature created the problem.
That we solved like 200 years ago.
Yeah, you're right. But the thing is, though, you don't get to wake up to a fire every morning, do you?
No, I have central air. It's much better and cleaner.
Ugh, but I'm telling you, eating eggs that are scrambled over a fire is just amazing. All right.
Actually, no. I think the part I hate most about camping is the cleanup part afterwards. So you have your fun, you have your memories, and then you have to clean everything up and pack everything back home, and then kind of clean it up again to store it away.
This, I think, my sister said it best one time. You work like crazy to get ready to go camping, so you could sit around or do nothing, and then you work like crazy to clean up and unpack everything when you come home. So you basically work like crazy so you can sit around or do nothing for a little while.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I actually do have the answer to this problem. And when I attend camping, you know, festivities, it's usually my parents are there. And so I'm not a huge camper. And if they're camping for the weekend, I'll usually show up maybe Friday night, or then sometimes Saturday, but then I never spend the night, and then I'm always gone. So I get to do the sitting around part, but I avoid a lot of the cleanup things.
You're despicable.
Layton, that was super interesting, and I'm glad to know that you also have another one ready. I know we're at about the 20-minute mark, which you said was, before we started recording, was your limit. Do you have still have time for us, or are you ready to go?
Okay, well, we'll save another camping story for next week.
Okay.
I do need to mention that my parents, in the time that we were not podcasting, or since the last time we podcasted, my parents came to visit me, and we just had an amazing time. At least I did. I don't know about them, because I put them through a real go-around. Like, I took them to a place called Hawksbill Craig, and it is – well, I thought it was an easy hike. I thought it would be fine, but my poor mother, she was miserable. I mean, she wasn't too bad. Like, she enjoyed the hike there, like out to the. Like, it's
all
a
right.
Hike
stop fiddling with your mic.
Hike.
It's bothering me. It's not.
You can
set
you fix it afterwards. Go ahead, Clayton. Eric's being annoying over here.
Out to a cliffside, and it's just this beautiful view. I actually posted a picture on Instagram. It was a picture that I took when I was out there. on Hawksbill Craig.
So you've now become such a hardened woodsman, you can't relate to, like, common people anymore. You know, what seems simple and easy to you is difficult for a normal person.
Apparently. And my sister, she's, like, watching my mother and my dad hike the trail. And she's like, oh, Layton, you've been raised by a couple of ninnies.
I did talk to your parents a little bit afterwards, and it seemed like they had an enjoyable time.
I hope they did. They should have.
And, you know, it's only a few more weeks until you're going to be back in Indiana to enjoy Thanksgiving holiday weekend, and we'll be able to do another live podcast. And when I say live, I just mean you'll be here in the flesh.
Yes. I'm so excited. I'm going to be out there. Oh, I'm going to get there. We're going to leave on a Tuesday afternoon, probably get there like early Wednesday, and then I'll be there until probably Sunday night.
That's awesome.
It is.
There was some things I'd wanted to talk about, but we can save it for next time. I guess as a little tease, Theater and I were in Greece about 2 weeks ago, and so we've got some stories from there. We're bringing back a great tech tip, but it's just going to – it's a tech tip / prank. So we'll save that. That's Ooh. Coming up. I know. It's a good one. And then we're also reintroducing dumb tweets, which is something we did a long time ago where we look at a tweet someone tweeted and they were trying to use a word and they used another word instead, and it ends up being humorous for smart people.
Yay!
So we've got that to look forward to.
As a teaser – next week, we got me and Randy, those are the people included in this story that we're going to be doing next week. And it also includes the police.
Whoa, I am excited.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait.
Totes legit.
All right, Layton, before we do end this podcast, we do need a word of the week from you.
The word of the week. Word of the week, word of the week, word of the week. I think we're going to go with...
I hear sirens in the tarp. Background. What's going on?
I know. There's more to come.
Aren't you guys like in the middle of nowhere?
what was your word of the week real quick?
Tarp.
Tarp.
Tarp was the word of the week.
All right, I like it. All right, well, hey, I know that, it was kind of busy. We'll schedule this again for next week. We'll try to make it work for Troyer and definitely for yourself as well.
Come on, Troyer. You got to suck it up. Come on.
It is on Thursdays now, so it might work.
Yay.
Any closing thoughts?
As you can see, we'll see you next week at a regular time.
I like it. Have a good one. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.